In Menachos chapter 1, Mishnah 2, Achas Minchas Choytev Achas Kol HaMenachas Shikmatzan, whether it's the sinner's meal offering or any other meal offering, all of these things that he's going to list now are going to make the offering invalid. And what are they? Zar, that a non-priest does the handful. Which is interesting because a non-priest can do the shechita. Remember that, a non-priest could shech the animal, it's kosher. But if the non-priest takes the handful, no good, the offering's invalid. Oinain means that the priest, it's the day on which a close family member has passed away. So if he does the kmitzah, the handful, it's invalid. Tful yom, if he's been to the mikveh that day, he was tameh, he's been to the mikveh that day, but nightfall hasn't come yet. And he does the kmitzah, pasul, invalid offering. Mechusa begadim, he's not wearing his clothes, the priestly garments, invalid. Mechusa kippurim, he was a metzora and he's been to the mikveh, but he's got to bring certain animals the next day. He's lacking atonement. So if he does the kmitzah in that state, does the handful, invalid offering. Shelo rechutz yadam v'raglam, if he hasn't washed his hands or his feet, invalid offering. Oral, if he hasn't been circumcised, which the Karti says because his brother was circumcised and died, so they didn't circumcise him, can't do the kmitzah. Tamei, if he's tamei, can't do it. Yeshev, if he's sitting down. Omed al gabe kalim, if he's standing on a vessel, no good. He's got to be standing on the temple floor. Al gabe behema, on top of an animal, if he's standing on an animal and he does the kmitzah, no good. Al gabe raglei chavera, even if he's standing on the feet of another kohen, pasul. All of these cases, invalid offering. Kometz besmul pasul, if he does it with his left hand, it's invalid. Ben besera omer, he says yechazer, he can put it back, v'yechazer v'yikmotz b'yamin, and he can do it with his right hand, and that would be invalidating.
Even if he's left-handed, he's right-handed.
Yeah, so left hand is a mum in the temple. It's a, it's a blemish. Kometz va'ala biyadat tsrur, if he does the kmitzah and in the handful comes up a pebble or galgir melach or a little bit of salt, like a grains of salt, or koiret shel levoina or a little bit of frankincense, pasul, it is invalid, mivnash amri, because we say a kometz yoser v'achaser pasul. A kometz which is too big or too small is invalid. Mm-hmm. So if there's a stone in it, then the kometz was invalid. Right, it's too right. So ezu yoser, what's too big? Shikmatzoy mevurats. It's an overflowing. It's like an overflowing handful. Means there was like overflow.
Excess.
Right, it's excess. Good. V'achaser and too little. Shikmatzoy barosha etzvoysav. He took the handful with the tips of his fingertips, meaning that he didn't stretch his fingers all the way over his palm. He just did his fingers over his fingers, like that when he bent his fingers over.
Close.
Right, he didn't stretch them all the way to the top of his palm. So that's too small. Kaitzatu oise, how should he act? Poishet es etzvoysav al pas yado. He should stretch his fingers over the palm of his hands. That's the correct size for the offering.